Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hello, hello. How are you? This is Craig Beck from stopdrinkingexpert.com, and it's going to be an unusual one today because I want to talk about poo. In fact, alcohol and diarrhea, IBS, all that stuff, it's not something I've ever talked about before. Understandably, it's not something anyone wants to talk about. But I think I should, because it is quite a significant problem. Now, before we get into this, let me just remind you, if you're worried about your drinking, don't sit on the fence about this. Honestly, alcohol will keep you trapped in inaction for the rest of your life. That's the big, you know, misconception about alcohol, that you have to be at rock bottom before you take action. That's not what alcohol will do to most people, because it's counterproductive. Remember, alcohol has one goal, and that is for you to be dead. And the only way it can kill you is if you continue to drink the poison. If it pushes you too hard and you hit rock bottom, what are you going to do? You're going to stop drinking. It doesn't want that. So what alcohol is very good at doing is holding you in a place of mediocre. So you're kind of miserable, but not miserable enough to do anything about it generally. Your relationships, they're okay. They're not good. They're not terrible, but they're not where they should be. Your careers, you know, you're doing all right, but you're not at the top. It's all that sort of stuff. Your life becomes this very mediocre nothingness. That's what alcohol is very good at. So if you're worried about your drinking, take action. Go to the website right now, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and sign up for today's free Quit Drinking webinar. I'll even give you a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. So here's the question. Excuse me. Does alcohol cause diarrhea? Does alcohol cause IBS flare-up? Does alcohol give you IBS? And look, the short answer is yes to all of them, apart from the last question. Does it actually give you IBS? I think that's where the science on this is a bit muddled, and nobody can really say for certain. So we've got to assume that it's less likely that alcohol is the original cause of you having IBS. But it's probably a trigger. So if you are predisposed to having IBS or Crohn's disease, then alcohol almost certainly is going to be a trigger for you. It's going to make your symptoms worse. It's going to mean that you spend less time in remission and more time actively fighting the uncomfortable symptoms of IBS and Crohn's disease. Because you got to think about it logically. Alcohol is a poison. It's an irritant. And when it gets into your system, it's particularly inflaming and irritating to the soft, porous membranes that we get in our stomach and in our digestive tract. So it causes any inflammation that is already there to escalate and get worse. All right. So I don't think we can, you know, honestly point at alcohol and say, you gave me IBS. The chances are you would have got it anyway, but it's almost certain that alcohol is making it worse. And what I'm hearing from people as well is that as people get older and they continue their drinking career, they notice they're getting more and more digestive problems, and it seems more and more that alcohol is causing it. You know, I've got quite a few people I'm working with at the moment who are being very candid with me and talking about the unmentionables, and saying that when they're drinking, when they're in a pattern of drinking, they have constant diarrhea. The only thing that stops it is if they stop drinking alcohol. They try taking probiotics and, you know, fiber and all those sorts of things. But it seems to be, as long as they're drinking alcohol, they will have diarrhea. So this is a real niche subject, yeah? You know, not everyone watching this video, listening to this podcast is going to go, wow, okay, that's me. You know, a lot of people don't have this problem. But if I am talking to you and you have this problem, let me explain why I think this is happening. First of all, alcohol speeds up your digestive system. So it means that the food you eat is not spending the correct amount of time in the process. It's not going through the stomach and then through your small and large intestine in the right order, in the right speed. So that's messing up what's happening to you. Secondly, alcohol interferes quite dramatically with the bacteria in your stomach and in your digestive tract. Now, you've got hundreds of billions of bacteria inside you right now. Some of them are good, some of them are bad. And it's a very precise balance. And sometimes you will get a digestive issue when that balance is disturbed and you end up with more bad bacteria than you do good bacteria. This is when you take the probiotic to try and sort it out. But alcohol is interfering with that process. So the balance is constantly being disturbed. And sometimes you're going to have more bad because the alcohol killed the good and vice versa. So it's just not good because your body is always trying to balance this. And in comes this artificial substance that just throws gasoline into the mix. And it causes you problems. Thirdly, alcohol interferes with your blood sugar chemistry as well. There is a vast amount of sugar in alcohol. You know, you drink a pint of beer, you're probably talking like half a gram of sugar in there, maybe even more than that. And so what that means is too much sugar in the blood, short-term digestive problems, short-term diarrhea, long-term diabetes. All right? So if you keep causing blood sugar emergencies by drinking alcohol over a chronic period of time, as in over decades, eventually your body just gets worn out trying to deal with this constant emergency situation and you develop diabetes. But in the short term, you will see evidence of this harm in the form of diarrhea, digestive problems, because your body's getting tired of trying to deal with this constant mess that you're creating. And as we get older, we get less able to fix all these problems that we're creating with us, with ourselves. So I hope that helps. And look, I'll say this to you. If you're drinking on a regular basis now and you're struggling with your digestive health, maybe you're suffering with diarrhea, IBS, maybe more serious than that, and nothing's working, you're back and forward to the doctor and nothing seems to be working, just do a little trial. Just cut the alcohol out for a month and see what happens to your digestive health. You will be shocked by what happens, I promise you. Thanks so much for being with me today. Don't forget, if you're worried about your drinking, do something about it. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com